Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday. For many of you, it may be getaway day. A lot of you may not be working tomorrow. We'll be working tomorrow. We're not going anywhere. But I noticed traffic was lighter today out on the 215, and and my guess is a lot of you are going to be playing hooky tomorrow, and that's okay. Big show today. As you know, we have now moved past the open enrollment period for Obamacare, so a lot of people still don't have any health care for 2019. There is no individual mandate penalty. And a lot of you are saying, what do we do? What are me and my family going to do? Dale Bellis will join us from Liberty HealthShare coming up about 9:30. And we'll get a chance to visit with him. Also, Wayne Allen Root. We are back on the verge of a government shutdown, partial government shutdown. Wayne Allen Root will join us just after 10 o'clock. The 11 o'clock hour we have left open on purpose, because I wanted to have a chance to talk to you about two burning issues that are out there. One, the president has unilaterally said we're pulling out of Syria. Essentially a mission accomplished statement. George W. Bush tried that. Didn't work very well. And Barack Obama, when he pulled troops out of Iraq, essentially left a vacuum filled by ISIS. The other issue, this continuing resolution, when we went to bed last night, it looked like the president was going to get nothing. Zero. Nada. And the fact is, now the president has changed his mind. There is a meeting later this morning, Pacific time, between the president and Republicans in the House. The Freedom Caucus apparently slowing things down. And we do not have a continuing resolution. And 12:01 a.m. on Saturday morning, the government, at least 20% of the government, shuts down. Now, one of the things we're going to get to in this half hour is that very thing. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Albert. Albert, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Good morning, sir. Oops, I'm sorry. Albert?
Yeah,
there you
can
are.
Hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. What's up, man?
Hey, Kevin. So this is the first time I've ever on the radio. I was a longtime Democrat. I turned Republican when President Trump came in. Kind of opened my eyes to everything. And I see how all these Democrats are doing everything. And I came across this GoFundMe page that's hitting pretty hard right now. That's a big topic as well with the president. It's build the wall. It's to fund the wall. It's led by a veteran. And we're at 4.7 million right now. And I just wanted to see, maybe get on your show, throw it out there, have the rest of the people that are not on social media maybe hear about it.
Yeah, in fact, it was Brian Colphage is the guy. He's a Trump voter, disabled Iraq War veteran. No connection politically to the administration, but he just started this. It was in 3 days. It was 2 million. You're saying they're upwards of 4 million?
We're at 4.7 million right now.
I think that's great. This whole idea of building a wall, and somebody brought this up on the show. Maybe it was you earlier, or, although you say you haven't called. Somebody, I guess, texted me about, hey, what about a GoFundMe border wall deal? And by the way, I love the idea. I love the idea. Do you think we'll get to $5 billion?
The goal right now is $1 billion. He's at 4.7. I know I'm one of the ones that donated it. So, and I'm keeping an eye on it. And there's even people from other parts of the country that are donating here.
Oh my gosh, really? That is great. That is great. We will keep people apprised of this.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Hey, listen. Thank you so much, and don't be afraid to call again. That's Albert. No, the GoFundMe page. GoFundMe to help pay for the wall. They had raised $2 million by last night. Today it's up over $4 million. This thing is going to balloon into something huge. And it's just one guy. Brian Colphage. And I apologize if I'm butchering the name. Colphage. He is a Trump voter. A disabled veteran, and the whole campaign is about build the wall. Wouldn't that be cool if Americans, you know, of course the Democrats, that won't. The president promised us that Mexico will pay for the wall. He lied. You know what? I don't care who pays for the wall. I do care about border security. And I know that both Democrats and Republicans are derelict in duty when they don't build the wall. When they leave our borders wide open. Clearly, those on the other side, those who want to come to America illegally, they don't really care. All they want to do is get here and come here and use our services. And not contribute, be a drag on society. We'll see what you think. Anybody out there willing to give to a GoFundMe page for a border wall? They've already raised, according to our caller Albert, they've already raised over $4 million. Now that is a drop in the bucket versus $5 billion, $6 billion, $8 billion, $10 billion. Their goal is $1 billion. And they are on their way. And I think as this thing gets more publicity, the folks at Fox News picked this up, that this will be huge. I really do believe that. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. More coming up as we continue. It is Live and Local Now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners, get involved, and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. 851-9447.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now. I had a great time last night. The big Christmas party, the GOP Christmas party, sponsored by the Nevada Republican Party, Nevada's Republican National Committee woman, Michelle Fiore, Battleborn Conservative Women PAC, that's Victoria Seaman, and Conservative Nevada PAC, that is Sue Loudon. By the way, Sue Loudon, after the holidays, is going to join us on the show. And for those of you that don't know, we've been talking a lot the last week or so about how we rebuild the Republican Party. And somebody that's been in the trenches that knows what this thing's all about, Sue Loudon, ran into her, and she agreed to come on the show and have some fun with us coming up after I get back from vacation, because I'm going to be off the week between Christmas and New Year's. In fact, I think I'm back January 2nd, something like that. But we had, in fact, you know who showed up at the party last night? The Attorney General, Adam Laxalt, for another few days. In fact, he was flying out last night at 7 o'clock back to Reno. But we had a great time with him, and he gave a really nice speech, about a five-minute speech. And it was a lot of fun. And it was a nice fundraiser for the state GOP. So we're very happy about that. Always, always happy about that. Okay, I want to get to the audio sound bites because a lot of people are dumbfounded. In fact, we're going to go to cut four. A lot of people are dumbfounded by what the president did relative to pulling all our troops out of Syria. I don't think that's the last word on it. I think that cooler heads may prevail. But I want you to listen to this just short montage. Runs about 21 seconds. Lindsey Graham, Marco Rubio, Bob Corker. These are Republicans and what they think of pulling out of Syria.
Now we're dramatically less safe. This is an Obama-like move.
It's a terrible mistake, and unfortunately I think we're going to pay a price for it if it's not reversed.
I doubt there's anybody in the Republican caucus in the Senate that just isn't stunned by this precipitous decision that just like you woke up in the morning and made it.
Needless to say, everybody and their brother on both sides of the aisle, you know, are absolutely they can't believe what's going on. Let's go to cut two because this is General Jack Keane. He was on Fox Business with Trish Regan. He was critical. This General Jack Keane, critical of the Trump decision to pull all the troops out of Syria. Listen to a guy who I respect a lot. He's a Fox News analyst. And his thoughts on this idea of pulling all the troops out of Syria. This is cut number two, General Jack Keane.
You and your viewers know that because we've been talking about Trump's foreign policy and national security decisions for almost 2 years now, mm-hmm. and I've agreed with most of them.
You sure have.
But this, I believe, is a serious strategic mistake. It's going to have dire consequences, and I think it's a decision that the president will come to regret, to be frank about it.
Okay.
And here's why. I mean, you mentioned the obvious analogy is a simple one, and it's this. How you end a conflict is actually more important than how you start one. And history will tell you that. When we stayed post-World War II, Germany, Italy, Japan, mm-hmm. we helped to stabilize those countries. Mm-hmm. We did the same thing in Bosnia-Herzegovina. When we prematurely withdraw forces because we're tired of it or we're frustrated by the time it took, Vietnam, Iraq, and now Syria, the consequences are usually unfavorable and quite dire. And I think that's what's going to happen here.
I agree with General Keane. But don't take his word for it. I talked to a member of Congress, an Iraq War veteran, Adam Kinzinger. Let's go to cut five. Because he was on with Martha McCallum last night. And he was stunned by the statement that we are leaving Syria, despite the fact there are still ICE fighters out there. Thousands of them, in fact. This is Adam Kinzinger last night on Martha McCallum.
I've been president for almost 2 years, and we've really stepped it up. And we have won against ISIS. We've beaten them, and we've beaten them badly. We've taken back the land, and now it's time for our troops to come back home. Now we've won. It's time to come back. They're getting ready. You're going to see them soon. These are great American heroes. These are great heroes of the world because they fought for us. But they've killed ISIS, who hurts the world. And we're proud to have done it. And I'll tell you, they're up there looking down on us. And there is nobody happier or more proud of their families to put them in a position where they've done such good for so many people. So our boys, our young women, our men, they're all coming back, and they're coming back now. We won, and that's the way we want it, and that's the way they want it.
My next guest is among the startled lawmakers today who are against the move from the president's own party today, Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who serves on the House Foreign Affairs Committee and is a major in the Air National Guard. Congressman, good to see you again tonight.
Me too.
What's
Thanks.
Your reaction tonight?
That video is very disturbing. I've got to be honest with you. You know, the whole thing, and I'll talk about the problem with what the president's doing, but I wear on my wrist a buddy of mine that I flew with in Iraq back in 08 that was actually killed in 2018 in Operation Inherent Resolve. For the president to point to the sky and say they want this, inferring those that have fallen, the president can't speak for fallen American soldiers. I'm not sure the fallen American soldiers want us to declare victory against a foe we haven't fully defeated yet. That's disappointing. On the bigger issue, look, we know in 2011 when President Obama left Iraq and he said, just because somebody puts on a Bulls jersey or a Lakers jersey doesn't make them play it in the NBA. And that's what ultimately led to this resurrection of ISIS. I feel eerily similar to that now. This is very disappointing. I have no idea where this came from. And I deeply, deeply fear the long-term ramifications of this.
Well, let me just throw this out there. I'm not sure where the president got this idea, this notion that mission was accomplished, or what this is. I've got to believe that with so many people saying the president's wrong, the president, if he's nothing, he is smart. He is a very intelligent individual. And maybe this is going to be like one of those NFL replays, those challenges. Upon further review, the call on the field stands. Touchdown. That's what I think is going to happen. That upon further review, there's going to be a change. Congress, I don't think Congress will let the president do this. And remember, you got, if they wait too long, they're going to end up with a Democrat House of Representatives. Coming up, a lot of you I know are disappointed. The Obamacare open enrollment period is come and gone. What do you do now? You have no health insurance for 2019. What are you going to do? Dale Bellis has some ideas. He's the executive director of Liberty HealthShare. We'll talk with him from Ohio. We'll do that coming up, live and local, now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. The Christmas holidays upon us. Believe it or not, man, this is scary. Next Tuesday is Christmas Day. Hope you got all your Christmas shopping done. A guy that, I don't know if he's got his Christmas shopping done or not. Let's check in. Dale Bellis, executive director. Excuse me. We'll get to Dale Bellis in just a minute. I do want to pass along a quick number. That GoFundMe for the president's wall, it's up nearly $5 million. It was 4.6 when we started the show. It went to 4.8, 4.9, and it's now within about $50 of 5 million. Isn't that incredible? That may be the way we do this. That may end up being the way it goes. It may be the American people who end up paying for it. I don't know. Let's see if he's got his Christmas shopping done. Dale Bellis, Liberty HealthShare. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. What a pleasure to be with you, my friend.
And, okay, let's get to the burning question. You got your Christmas shopping done? Families families dependent on it, man.
I am a blessed man, Kevin. My wife handles all that stuff and just tells me where to show up. So
I like that.
So I love it.
Love that. let me just ask you, there's been news in the media with the passing of the first of all, the passing of the open enrollment period for Obamacare. A lot of people are still struggling. What am I going to do in 2019? What am I going to do for me and for my family? There are some options out there, are there not?
There really are, and we encourage folks to check out healthcare sharing as one of those choices and options, a part of the mix in their decision-making, and it's available 12 months out of the course of the year. So even though the open enrollment period is over, we, that is Liberty HealthShare, is not subject to that open enrollment limitation. So folks can make that decision, engage, and enroll with us at any time that is suitable for them. And if they have buyer's remorse, Kevin, they can join in with us.
I think that's a great idea. I want to ask you what that Texas judge that overturned Obamacare, declared it unconstitutional. It'll probably, I'm guessing, Dale, this will probably end up in the U.S. Supreme Court.
I think it will. Probably a year and a half, 2 years down the path, things will remain unchanged. But remarkably, Kevin, this judge made his decision to rule the ACA unconstitutional on merely reading the plain meaning of Justice Roberts' decision in 2012 and the Congress's intent in passing the ACA. Congress said the linchpin of the entire law is the individual mandate. Justice Roberts said the individual mandate is sustained because the fine is really a tax. And now this judge says remove the tax, the individual mandate fails, and based on Congress's own words, the entire law then fails because it was premised on the individual mandate. So it's fascinating to watch it unfold, but nothing much will change until the final review by the Supreme Court.
Okay. When we talk about Liberty HealthShare and medical cost sharing, I want to ask you, because a lot of people think you're talking about insurance. Are you talking about insurance, or are you talking about something else?
We really are not. We're just simply a community of people on a voluntary, cooperative basis who've withdrawn. We've dropped out of the health insurance arena and instead rely on each other to meet each other's healthcare costs. And we throw in a methodology and technology and create a way for each of us every month to help pay another person's medical bills. Then when we have expenses, that same group pays our bills.
Now, I want to ask you, because a lot of people say, you know, if this is like insurance, it's going to be real complicated. It's going to be real difficult to get enrolled. It's going to take you a month or more to get enrolled. Liberty HealthShare is different, but tell me why it's different. How is it
different?
Well,
we rely on very progressive technology to help facilitate our interaction with one another, as well as enrollment. Folks can submit their application. It's in two parts. Takes about 15 minutes to fill out. Someone will be back in touch with them within 48 to 72 hours, walk them through the enrollment process, and we always begin on the first of the following month. So people could join today and be effective and participating January 1.
Okay, and I want to underscore that, because a lot of people, when they find out, in fact, Politico did a story a week or so ago, only one in four Americans were aware that December 15th was the deadline for Obamacare open enrollment. What you're telling me is, even if you missed Obama open enrollment, If you enroll today or tomorrow or the day after, you will have coverage beginning January of 2019. Am I right?
January 1, 2019 and following, they'd be effective, participating with Liberty Health Share to the full.
Okay, tell me how people can do this. And even if people maybe have an Obamacare policy, they may not like it. They may want to extricate themselves from Obamacare totally. Tell me how they begin that process.
Well, first would be, I would recommend, call the toll-free number. It's 855-58, and then you spell out the word Liberty, 855-58-LIBERTY, and get all your questions answered. Make sure that healthcare sharing's for you. That's number one. Or get the information packet. Kevin, we call it a decision guide. Gets delivered to your email electronically, just chock full of explanation. And then third, submit the application. It's free. There's no obligation. And it will enable Liberty HealthShare then to review the details of that application, what the steps of enrollment are for you, and then you can begin January 1 or, frankly, at any month in the course of the year.
But it begins, all the coverage begins at the beginning of the next month, am I right?
That's correct. Okay. So if you enrolled in mid-January, it'd be for February 1 and on through the course of the year.
Okay, let's say somebody enrolls today and their coverage begins January 1 of 2019. And on, say, January 10th, they get sick. Maybe they need to go to the doctor. Maybe they need to go to the hospital. How do they deal with that? What's the procedure for God forbid, if that happens?
Well, we, out of convenience, give our members an ID card, and they just simply present at the counter of the hospital or the doctor's office and basically says, I don't have insurance. I'm uninsured, but I'm going to pay these bills in association with my fellow members with Liberty HealthShare. Send the bill to the address there on the card. And we receive it on behalf of the member, process it in our system. It shows up in their online account. They see exactly what the hospital billed, what changes or adjustments we made to that for what's a fair and reasonable reimbursement for that service, and then a sufficient number of members share in that cost. We cut a check out of that member's account to the doctors and hospitals. We're using that methodology, Kevin, and sharing each other's bills to the extent of $32 million every month.
Now, one of the problems, and I know a lot of my listeners probably identify with this, where you go into a doctor's office and they don't want to take, you know, they don't want to take Medicare, they don't want to take Medicaid, they don't want to take a whole bunch of different insurances, and they're not in network, et cetera. How does that work with medical cost sharing and Liberty Health Share?
We have no limiting network, so we leave it to the individual member to decide what doctor, what hospital that they're going to go to, number one. Number two, we're here to support that member and explain Liberty HealthShare and how that provider will be paid, and we do that all day, every day, with members selecting their own doctors. And third, our track record is 97% of all doctors and hospitals gladly participate with Liberty HealthShare because it's fair and reasonable and prompt, the payments, and it just eliminates so much of the overhead and regulatory red tape that they have to contend with every day, and they love it for those reasons.
Okay. Who is it that ultimately decides? The one thing I've always thought was really unfair is that, you know, in the classic insurance paradigm, it's a bunch of bean counters in Connecticut or somewhere, 1,000 miles away, 1,500 miles away, determining what will be covered under my policy. Explain how that works as to what is covered.
It's membership-based. So our members literally weigh in every year on some aspect of the program as to what will be an eligible expense. So we've agreed upon what we call our guidelines as to what bills will be eligible, and it's basically a medical expense up to $1 million for that incident. And so a hospital or a doctor would follow those particular guidelines for the kinds of bills eligible, and the member makes the decisions as to what kind of medical treatment eliminate asking about the prices. It's our money at stake. We've got same, and so it motivates everyone to be care and cost conscious.
Again, Dale Bell is joining us from Liberty Health Share. I got to ask you, because I get asked, people who sign up, people who enroll, are they happy with their coverage? Are they generally happy with the service that you provide them?
Our feedback is that our members are overwhelmingly excited, satisfied, wouldn't do it any other way for two reasons. One, because we share healthcare costs at half the expense of conventional healthcare, because we pay each other's bills and we have an ownership of those costs. And secondly, because now our money is transformed into being invested in the life of another person. Every month our dollars go transparently, openly to another member who has medical expenses, and we know who they are, we can message them, and that is a game changer. It just brings such a sense of significance and worth knowing my money is going to help another person.
Let me just ask you, a lot of my friends have gotten into alternative forms of medicine. It's not the classic Dr. Marcus Welby, MD. It's Eastern medicine. There's a lot of different things, acupuncture, things like that. How do you make that decision on whether to cover, and do you cover most of that alternative medicine?
We voted on that about 2 years ago. Our members overwhelmingly recommended that we include naturopathic care. We have a few guardrails as to what that should be in our guidelines, but that naturopathic care is a choice and an option on behalf of our members, and many utilize that methodology because it is less costly and really contributes to our health and wellness.
In our final couple of minutes, I want to run through this again because I know a lot of people, you start talking about health care, their eyes glaze over. They're used to healthcare.gov and the monstrosity that has been. Take me through just the enrollment portion of what it is Liberty Health Share delivers.
Sure. At our website, libertyhealthshare.org, on our homepage, there's a button that just says Enroll Now. You click that button, and it brings up our application. It's in two forms. The first half is the demographic information, family information, what program you want to participate in, et cetera. And then the second half is our medical history questionnaire that you fill out, submit, and we use that to determine who might qualify for our Health Track program. That's where we pay for and share in pre-existing costs that are lifestyle-based. We assign a health coach. They set their prescribed treatment plan and goals. They reach those goals. We celebrate their achievement. It costs an additional $80, but that $80 then drops off. And we're seeing people's lives transform, frankly, as a result of that program.
And by the way, one of the issues that I've had to fight with for decades, and that is weight loss. And I've tried the yo-yo diets and all of that stuff. When you assign a life coach, you have a track record. You have accountability. How much weight have your patients lost, your members?
Well, in 2017, we had 1,605 people join the program with an indication of the need to lose weight. They joined Health Track. The health coaches helped support, reinforce, and give positive accountability to their weight loss goals. They reached them, continued on as members, and as a group, they lost over 32,000 pounds. That's 16 tons. And they've just overwhelmed us with testimonials as to how life-changing, impactful that is.
Just imagine being able to lose all that weight and wake up on Christmas Day and say, look at what I've accomplished with the help of Liberty Health Share. I think that's incredible. It's something you guys need to be proud of.
And incredibly rewarding, and we regard those members with a great deal of gratitude and honor. We celebrate their achievements, name them out in our monthly newsletter as having achieved those goals. Send up digital balloons for them because that's certainly worthy of recognition.
Hey, Dale, I do to you and your beautiful family, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I know we'll talk after the first of the year, but you guys do so much good for so many people. I'm so glad that you, and hey, you have yourself a great holiday season, and we will talk to you after the first of the year.
And our warm regards in return. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Dale. Dale Bellis, Executive Director, Liberty Health Share. LibertyHealthShare.org, O-R-G. Just imagine, 32,000 pounds. Unbelievable. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until first had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or as a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
There's no better way to see the Strip's New Year's Eve fireworks than from the balcony at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, the fun begins long before the ball drops at midnight. For just $75 per person, you'll enjoy a special New Year's Eve menu featuring blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, and an incredible surf and turf main course, a 12-ounce prime rib, and Alaskan king crab legs. Again, all this plus fireworks for just $75 per person. And be sure to save room for Rhythm Kitchen's seasonal dessert. Then, get ready for the midnight balloon drop and champagne toast. But seating is limited, so call for reservations. 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing New Year's Eve package at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. And have a happy new year.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and
food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only five, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe, but they this one guy, already has over $5 million. $5 million in a GoFundMe to build the border wall. And maybe, you know, now he's, the president's looking for $5 billion. And Brian Kolfage, his, well, I guess his goal is $1 billion. So he's got a long way to go. But can I tell you, this thing is growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable what's going on. We'll update you on the numbers coming up after the news. And just to show you, it was like at 4.95 million. By now, I'm sure it's up over $5 million. But it, you look at it and you refresh it every like 3 minutes, and you find $600, $800, $1,000 change. This thing's going to grow. And maybe this is the way. Let the American people decide. There is going to be a border wall. I think all of us agree on that. The question is, who's going to pay for it? And the Democrats are going to be squealing, well, it's not Mexico. What about the promise you made that Mexico would pay for the wall? These people are idiots. Honest to God, these people are idiots. Does it matter who pays for the wall? It doesn't bother me either way. The idea that I've had that I think makes a lot of sense is the remittances that get sent back to Mexico. Anybody that's ever spent time in a line at a customer service window at Walmart, and you see people coming up and wiring money to Mexico, to Guatemala, wherever it is. My idea is let's tax that. Let's tax the money that illegals are sending back to their families. You could do it right there at the Western Union window. That's how you do it. And I'm surprised Congress or somebody else hasn't come up with that idea. Stick around. We got guess who's coming up? I'll bet you he'll have something to say about Brian Kolfage and that GoFundMe idea. I love the idea. Wayne Allen Root. War Now. That's coming up live and local now. Here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.